as well with me.
Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and this is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th. Excuse me, sisters and brothers. February the 16th, 2014. Now, we have to be honest. Before I get to what the ancient aliens said about the Ark of the Covenant, dealing with divination is a hard subject. Dealing with Africa, dealing with African indigenous religion is a hard subject to deal with because our minds have been so poisoned against Africa. Against voodoo, against juju, against those African indigenous spiritual, scientific, religious teaching of the universe. But we are proving by the very words in the African Hebrew language and the European Greek as well that this knowledge comes from the very people and teaching that we have been taught to denigrate. The scripture talks about not making unto thee any graven image. But look, is not the angels an image of something from the heavens? Is not the temple made of various things that are the image of heaven and earth, seen and unseen? But this temple was not constructed to man. It was constructed for mankind and the human family to understand the science of the universe. And this temple, African temple, and the African temples all over Africa are made unto the Most High, dedicated to the Most High, so that the Most High may be understood by the human family. when we take these powers and use them for the system is constructed on the image of those wicked ones and wicked thinking. The image of the beast in the book of Revelation. That same idea of an image. And I hope I remember that concept when I get to James. The power of the image. The system is the image of the mind of a spirit soul energy that has been given over to wickedness. We are the image of the Most High and want to construct a system that is the image of the thinking of the Most High. Now, ancient aliens posited that this Ark of the Covenant was in addition to all that we have shared, that this Ark of the Covenant was a source of energy, a nuclear device. They said that the Ark of the Covenant, outer layer of gold, inner layer of gold, gold, a supreme conductor of energy. The ancient aliens people said that one of the angels or cherubs, that in Egypt was the Horem Aket, was the positive, had the positive side. You have to have positive and negative to create energy. The other cherub or angel had the negative charge. So one angel had the positive charge. The other angel had the negative charge. The angel that was the positive charge was connected to the outside of the Ark of the Covenant, outer layer of gold. The angel with the negative charge was connected to the inside of the Ark of the Covenant, inner layered with gold. Now this reminds me of the atom and atoms. The nucleus of the atoms are protons, neutrons, and electrons. The neutron and the proton are inside the nuclei, and the electron is outside the nuclei. All right. The proton is the positive charge inside the nuclei. Neutron, neutral. The electron is the negative charge outside the nuclei. This makes up the atom. So we can see, if this be true, ancient aliens people, that this is based on the African science of the atom. And this is to produce energy. And so the ancient aliens people began to say that the mercy seat was the culmination of the positive and negative charge and was pure energy. And this pure energy was used to aid in the conducting of all the various incredible feats that was done in the Old Testament. They said that the high priest, breastplate with those 12 stones would light up, and the Ark of the Covenant would let off light and sound. Remember light and sound in the creation? Light vibration and sound vibration in the creation? And that the high priest's garment was to protect, according to the ancient aliens people, to protect the vital organs of the high priest as the high priest dealt with this nuclear energy device. Now, this would explain the arbitrary nature, it would seem, of the Ark of the Covenant. if you read it in the physical, you had people who loved God sincere, but they would be struck dead because they mishandled the Ark of the Covenant. Now, if the Ark of the Covenant is a nuclear device and you mishandle nuclear energy, it's your life. Is that not what is going on in Japan? They are having to be very careful handling that nuclear energy. Is it Fukushima? The nuclear energy factory plant that was destroyed basically because of earthquake and water. And so, if that be the case, now we can understand, if you look in the physical, that which we learn of the Ark of the Covenant. A nuclear device that if you did not handle that nuclear device correctly, it would strike you dead. And so that's why they put the rope on the high priest as he went in to deal with this pure energy source that symbolizes, now let's go spiritual, symbolizes light and sound vibrations, the creation, light and sound, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, symbolizes the atom, that fire energy source from hydrogen that permeates the whole of the universe, and symbolizes that mercy seat, that feminine mercy seat, symbolizes that the Most High is energy, spirit. When you research the word energy, usually, it's defined as usually positive spiritual force. That's the dictionary of Webster. When you research the word spirit, Ruach, 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, one of the definitions is energy. And when you go into all the other definitions, you can see that we're dealing with psychology. That's what Sigmund Freud was dealing with. Psychology, the mind, how the mind operates with emotion and extenuating circumstances, creating disposition, changing your vibration, changing your energy. And so energy, E equals MC squared. Energy spirit equals mass or material times the speed of light, which is 186,281 miles per second squared. So this Ark of the Covenant and the angel that is the positive charge, proton, is masculine from what I understand of the science. And the angel or cherub or Horem Akit that deals with the negative charge is the electron and is feminine, and the electron is outside of the nucleus or nuclei of the atom, which is proton and neutron. And this reminds me, connecting with all manner of science, sisters and brothers, the babies, the youth, must be connected with all of this science. Now, from Oba to Shaka, the book Integration Trap, Generation Gap, he began to go into mitochondria DNA. I pray I'm saying that correctly. And the Y chromosome. Now, the mitochondria DNA has to do with the sacred and divine feminine, the mother. The Y chromosome has to do with the sacred and divine masculine, the father. Now, in the egg, when Brother Oba Tshaka began to describe the process of birth and life in the egg, and began to say that the mitochondria is not affected by the other DNA and the other cells, one might say, and the Y chromosome. That mitochondria is outside, one might say, the nuclei of the egg. So the mitochondria, when you check the egg as an atom, keeping that African teaching of the atom, atom, the Africans said. The European scientists say atom. All right. That nuclei, the center of the atom, is neutron and proton. Outside of that nuclei is the electron, and that electron determines the character of that atom. Oh, man. And so this reminds me of the mitochondria outside the nuclei of the egg, and the Y chromosome must be the proton, and then you have that neutron, which I believe is the life itself that is being formed from Y chromosome and from mitochondria. But the mitochondria is the electron, the feminine, and that is outside the nuclei, determines the character, and that is commensurate with spirit, determining character, determining energy, and the inside of the nuclei is proton and neutron, and I believe that life is the neutron. All of this science is available to the babies and the youth, and I pray I'm saying this in a way that we can understand, because as I am able to understand what I am saying, I am hoping that you are able to understand what I am saying. Now let's go with all of that as a backdrop. Let's go to Genesis and see what we can learn with all of that African teaching for the human family. All of that religious teaching as pure science. Religious knowledge as pure science. Religion as pure science, and science as pure religion, that we may unite the religious and scientific community so that the babies and the youth are equipped to create and facilitate the Christ Messiah government and civilization here on this earth. Let's go through a few verses in Genesis chapter 1, and let us keep the African teaching of science and creation in our minds. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, sisters and brothers, we have to go into the definitions of the word. The word beginning, Rashith, is feminine. First, beginning, best, chief, choice part. The root word of that word is Rosh. That word is masculine. Here the feminine and the masculine uniting to produce life. This word, Rosh, is defined as head, top, summit, tip, height of stars, tip of a mountain, chief, head, division, company, band, sum. Now, this reality, this masculine reality, has no life until this reality is entered into the sacred divine feminine. You see how that works? Do the research yourselves. I'm trying to go as fast as I can. Now, in the beginning, God. Now, this word God is 430 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. You have to go into the definitions of the words. This word is Elohim. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H430. Entry 1, Eloah, Eloah. Second entry, Elohim, Elohim. And the third entry, Eloah, Eloah.
Now, Eloah which is 4:33, is singular. If that was the word being used, then the word God as singular and male would be sufficient. But the word used in the scripture in the beginning, God, is Elohim. This word, 430, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is masculine, but is defined as rulers, judges, divine ones, angels, gods, plural now, not singular, plural, and also God and goddess. Now that means that this word describes gods and goddesses. Gods and goddesses. God-like one, works or special possessions of God, the true God and God. So if you start with the universe as the special works or works and special possessions of the Most High, then the whole of the universe is Elohim, plural, masculine, and feminine. Now you come down to the angels, spirit energies, masculine and feminine gods and goddesses. Then you come down to God-like ones. That's you and me. We are also Elohim. Psalm division 82, verse 6, ye are all gods. Elohim is the word there again. Children of the Most High. So each and every one of you and us, we are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Then you come to rulers and judges. This is teaching us that the universe is teaching us that we must construct a civilization that all the rulers and the judges and the leaders are to be who we are, which is Elohim, children of the Most High, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So that is composite quantum physics and quantum mechanics, because we are examining the whole of the universe and how the universe breaks down all the way to the atoms, and how that atom reflects the universe and reflects the Creator. Is the image of the universe and the image of the Creator. Now we can say, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth. Who are the gods and the goddesses working on behalf of the Most High? We talked about Nun. We talked about Ptah. Go back to the beginning of this teaching. We talked about Atum. We talked specifically about Nun and Nonet, Ha and Hahet, Kuk, Karket, Amun and Amonet, four gods, Nun, Ha, Kuk, and Amun, four goddesses, Nonet, Harhet, Karket, Amonet. These called forth out of the mind of Ptah, working on masculine, feminine polarity, called forth by Atum. And when you check Atum and the attributes and characteristics of Atum that the modern day scientists and scholars say atom. Atum is the word coming out of the mind of God. Atum is the Christ coming out of the mind of God. Atum is the Christ, and Atum is the image of creation and the image of the invisible and unseen divine Creator, Creatress. This is the science. These are the gods and the goddesses that created the heaven and the earth. And the word created, I'm not going to go into it. The word created, one of the definitions is birth. And we talked about the birth process here. Let me see, heaven is Shemayim. computer. Come on, computer. Shemayim, that is masculine noun. And we will see that these words describing the fixtures of the heaven are all masculine. And the word earth is Eretz, and that's feminine. We're still dealing with the sacred and divine feminine, sacred, divine, masculine. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Oh, man. Only when I began to research Africa and the African teaching, knowing that the African Hebrews brought this African teaching from Kemet, Egypt, into the region that we call Israel-Palestine, so that the poor and working class masses may know and understand this science. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now let me say, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth, and let me tell you how they did it. Verse 2, I'm adding words to give us clear understanding. Paraphrasing would be, as I said, the gods and the goddesses in the beginning created the heaven and the earth, and here is how they did it. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Did we not speak of the universe in that original stage of the watches of noon? No energy, but potential for energy. No motion, but potential for motion. No waves, but potential for waves. This waters of noon, which describes all of the fixtures in the universe, all of the fixtures, sun, moon, stars, planets, all of the fixtures masculine. But the boundary of the universe is feminine. The words without form and void are describing for us the condition of the creation before the movement of the Most High to begin through the gods and the goddesses to specifically divide and bring out the various fixtures of the universe. But this word without form, it means formlessness, confusion, it means unreality, emptiness, formlessness of primeval earth. Did we not talk about the primordial waters and the primeval waters? Primeval having to do with that first order of time, that first time period, that first reality, nothingness, empty space, even wasteland and wilderness, a place of chaos. Did we not talk about the chaos and Ptah? So this original time period, watchers of noon, no form. And the word void is emptiness, void, and waste. But this time period, no form, no boundary, no barrier, all at one, no distinguishing characteristics. This is describing the whole of us as that seed of life, germ of life, that is described by the Africans as the waters of noon, all of us one, all of us peaceful, all of us tranquil. So this is the reality that we must act upon as we move to the actions of the gods and the goddesses. These actions are to bring us back to tranquility and the reality of peace and the reality of oneness and the reality of no barriers and no boundaries. All one, all formless, no distinguishing characteristics. See, they taught us that this meant that the devil came down and messed up the creation. No, fictitious, not correct. When we understand what the Africans taught, now we can understand that this earth and heavens without form and void is describing the watches of noon, where we were all one, all peaceful, all tranquil. And so the religions of the earth are supposed to be teaching us how to be one, how to be peaceful, how to be tranquil, how not to set up barriers and boundaries to separate. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.